Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. The heat is certainly back today. Lots of sunshine. High of 90 degrees, even hotter tomorrow. Definitely not Jort weather. Too thick, too long.
They are too thick and too long. Yeah, too you thick, almost need long. To go. It's swimsuit weather.
It is.
It is swimsuit weather. It's time to find a pool.
Swimsuit or AC if you want to be
exactly.
inside and avoid that exactly. altogether if that's the case. So it's going to be warm today. It's going to be warm tomorrow. So certainly plan on that. Coming up at 7:10, we talk Boney Roosters. If you missed it, you can listen back through the podcast. Boney Rooster, the owner of the Boney Rooster, actually. That sounds like a country bar, maybe in North Ridgeville, the Boney Rooster, doesn't it?
They've
got some good wings. Well, they have good tall beers.
When you say it like that, it makes it sound, I don't know.
Locally owned. They advertise on Star 102, the Boney Rooster. It's Sim Richards for the Boney Rooster. Come on out. We have line dancing on Wednesdays.
They have the Sleepy Rooster in Sugar
Falls. Really?
There, it's like South
Run.
It's
right.
on the way to my brother's house. I always pass a place called the Sleepy Rooster. But when you say the Boney Rooster, it sounds weird. It makes it weird. Like it doesn't, it's not, I mean, that is what it is, but it maybe the skeletal chicken or something. I don't know.
The owner of the Boney Rooster. That's at 7:10. Stevie on the socials at 6:40. But now he's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. The game continues. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. We need our daily guest.
That's right. Just one guest a day. One guest a day.
What do you win on this game, by the way, for anybody listening for the first time?
Tim, I'm so glad you asked. There is no prize for the winner of this game.
No prize.
No.
But we would love your guests. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Would you go to a place called the Boney Rooster?
Probably not.
What? Yeah, the oddest names for a bar or a restaurant, I would love to know. Anybody else have something called like the Boney Rooster that you went to on vacation?
Yeah,
there's got to be names like that out there, right? Is there anything? I don't know why something doesn't.
Listen, the Boney Rooster doesn't sound delicious to me because it's like, oh, that's a non-meaty chicken. Like, I want, I want a fat rooster.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I would like to go to the Boney Rooster. I think there would be a play on words that maybe they do have large wings at the Boney Rooster.
Oh, like the bones or the wings.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
give me another
different.
Good name for a place that actually exists. Okay, we would love your name for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
How about Matthew Perry?
Not Matthew Perry. Yes. We appreciate the guests. Anybody else? Odd restaurant / bar names. That's next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites is the Jen and Tim Show. 7:10 is going to be amazing. That's all I can say. Behind the scenes, this is just getting better. This is getting better about the Boney Rooster.
The power of the Jen and Tim Show and the people that have called and commented and the photo we now have posted on social media for Jen and Tim Show, it's really great. We can't say thanks enough.
If you're listening now, there's probably a chance you're not listening at 7:10. I understand that. Third shift, working, whatever reason you're listening now. First of all, EMCs, you know how special you are to us. like the Jen and Tim show on Facebook specifically now if you haven't, just to see the picture. It's worth it. That's all I can say.
It's so good.
We're talking about Boney Rooster. Be a great restaurant name. I think so. You're not in on the Boney Rooster, right? Yeah, you would not attend?
I mean, I get that it would be a good name, but I feel like the chicken needs to be fatter.
On Reddit, this is 10 months ago, weird restaurants in Cleveland. I want to know the slightly or vastly strange restaurants that are in Cleveland. Now, these aren't particularly names. Weird is a pretty abstract term, so I'll say for the sake of clarity that I'd love to know either like for good reasons or bad reasons, I'm intrigued. This is from somebody out of the area that is going to be in the area for places to try.
Okay.
So, and once again, this is not saying that they are bad or good. These are just names, and they do go on from there. One person mentions that Pickle Bill's, which is over by me, over on the east side, is probably the weirdest restaurant in the greater Cleveland area.
Really? Why?
There's a bajillion things in there. They have like an old carousel or something in the back that you can decor of Pickle
Not
Bill's.
Not the food. Okay.
Not the food. So, another person mentions, does Loco Leprechaun count?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the very concept of a Mexican-Irish cantina always struck me as delightfully weird.
I drive past there all the time. It's on Center Ridge Road. I've never been into the Loco Leprechaun.
I've been in
several times
prior to moving to the east side. I never thought of it, though, because, first of all, I thought the name was really, really cool, and it's a fun vibe. But I never thought of the concept of a Mexican-Irish cantina being the case.
I did not realize that was the case either. But it's been there forever.
And then I'll just get to one more. Somebody had mentioned Mike's Place in Kent. Which, I mean, is like historically they have so much going on. They're like an ex-wing fighter, like outside as you're walking in, and a bajillion of other memorabilia. And if you have menu anxiety, that's not the place to go. Because
oh boy, I can never take Nate there. Then
you've never been there. You should just take.
He went to Kent though, so I'm sure he's been there.
Absolutely. Yeah. You should in the next 3.5 minutes Google their menu.
Oh boy.
You Google their menu if you have Mike's Place in Kent and give. Tell me what you see in 3.5 minutes. So it looks like they updated their menu. This isn't going to work out really well. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We were talking about menu anxiety. Cheesecake Factory, one at the top of the list, because there's just a bajillion things on there. So I found a screenshot of Mike's Place old menu, and I'm going to show it to you.
Because I'm looking at their website. You're
looking online. That's not
going to
work out. Yeah, and it looks like they have a new one when you Google it, Google image. And I haven't been there for a while, so I wouldn't know. But here's the old-school menu, and this is just a screenshot.
Oh, my God.
The white with the blueprint.
I can't even.
Yeah, and you can't really zoom
so
in right there. There was 80 items on the menu, maybe even more, and probably all delicious. I don't know. But you would get there, and it's like, are you ready to order? No, I am not. I am going to need 15 minutes because I have to go through this.
Yeah, that would take a while. Yeah, so. First of all, the one that's on the website, the Mike's Place menu, they have a category called Pour Some Syrup on Me. I mean, come on. I'm into that. I like that. I like the categories. The pig in the poke dinners, or is that the pig in the poke, or is it poke? I don't know.
It's called Squid Lips?
Yeah.
Tiffany. Where is that? Oh, Melbourne, Florida. It's an awesome restaurant. Lots of cool stuff inside. Great food. It's right on the river.
Did they give you menu anxiety too, or it's just an interesting name?
That was Squid an interesting name, apparently.
Okay. All right.
Squid Lips. I would try that.
That's not an item on the menu, right?
Yeah, would that be there? That's the goat.
I don't know.
That's the go-to. I don't know. Thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks, Tiffany. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
Are either of you familiar with YouTuber, influencer, Trisha Paytas?
No.
Just had a baby?
Yes.
Yes.
There's a lot around that.
Yes.
A lot. We're going to break all of it down, but she just gave birth to her third child, and every time she's pregnant and has a kid, the internet is fully invested. There's been trends of people guessing the baby name. Trisha's given clues as to what the name could be because she picks unique names as well. And there's just a lot of theories around her birth.
They're really, really fascinating.
That is next. 3 minutes away on Star 102. Good morning.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Trisha Paytas is a YouTuber / influencer. She's been around for a while. She's known for her humor, controversies, and online feuds. So her content's mainly like lifestyle vlogs, ASMR, mukbang. She even has a podcast. So she's kind of everywhere. She has over 10 million followers on TikTok, 6 million on YouTube. And she is married to a man named Moses, and they just gave birth to their third child on July 12th. But every time she's pregnant, The internet goes crazy. First off, what the name's going to be, because she has some unique baby names, and she gets in fans involved a lot about the details of the name, giving hints and names she likes. She shared some of the names were that she liked that did not use were Titanic, Papermate, Water Snake, and then she revealed it's actually a water-themed name. So then an online trend started before she announced the name and that she did give birth. It's been going on for the last month of people telling their, you know, whether it was significant other, friend, family member, that Trisha announced her son's name. These videos were people guessing them. They knew it was water themed. And one video went viral with over 17 million views of a woman pranking her boyfriend saying, Trisha named the baby.
Trisha named the baby.
What did she name? Oh, I need to call my mom.
Any final guesses?
Titanic or like Nemo?
No, neither.
Plankton?
No. First name, Moby. Second name, middle name, Dick.
No, Trisha. Trisha.
Moby Dick.
My mom's gonna be so upset.
Cadis Hackman.
Oh my god, this is gonna be like H2O or something. Hey Siri, call mom immediately.
I love that he wants to call his mom.
I know, he said, right, Siri, call my mom immediately.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I talked over that. That's no, hilarious.
But of course, that prank, it was
he
a prank.
He had some good guesses.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
I mean, he had some legitimately good guesses.
I kind of like H2O. And was
so do I. I was just going to say at the end of it, that was great.
That's a hot take, but I feel like H2O is kind of a cool name.
Yeah.
Of course, that was not the name. Are you guys ready for the name reveal?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, it is... Aquaman!
It is!
Yeah!
I didn't expect that. Your I did face. Not hear that.
Your face
Aquaman.
Looks...
Is that real? Aquaman?
Aquaman, Moses, Cadis Hackman.
Your face is exactly how I reacted yesterday. I was like, wait, she really named her baby Aquaman.
I did not hear that.
I like the name Aqua.
It's not... I mean, but, like, so you hear it and you're like, wait, that's weird. It's a movie. It's a character. And then you're like, it's not... Terrible.
I mean, better than Water Snake and Paper Mate.
I was going to say, I like that better than Water Snake. H2O better than Aquaman?
No, I think I like H2O more.
So is that hyphenated? Is that just Aquaman?
No, it's just Aquaman.
One full word, no capital M. One word,
Aquaman.
She made that clear.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't even the craziest part about Trisha Paytas and giving birth. There is more to this story. It's been a thing since... the first time she gave birth in 2022, and it's still raining true.
Okay, let's go with that. 4 minutes away. Jen and Aquaman. Oh, that would have been strong. That would have been nice. Star 102, good morning. Continuing on with Stevie on the socials on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
So YouTuber slash influencer Trisha Paytas gave birth to her third child, a son named Aquaman Moses Paytas Hackman. He is born on July 12th, but Trisha announced she gave birth and named the baby yesterday, which coincided with the death of Ozzy Osbourne. Now, why is that significant? Well, there is a internet theory that's been going on since she gave birth to her first child in 2022, Malibu Barbie, that she was born right around the time of Queen Elizabeth II's death. The internet went crazy when that happened, saying that it was the reincarnated queen and everyone was calling her kid the queen and she gave birth to the new
queen. I didn't know that.
No, I mean, it was everywhere. People were talking about it. And when she announced her second pregnancy, people were like, oh, no, what's going to happen? Is anything going to happen? So she had a second daughter named her Elvis, and it was linked to – it was actually the false rumor, but we all thought that Pope Francis was – when he was really sick and people thought he was going to pass, that's when she gave birth, and everyone's like, oh, he's going to be gone, and she's going to have give birth to the new pope. That was like – the internet went crazy with that. And then now – she gave birth to her third baby, and then we hear about Ozzy Osbourne. So now, of course, the internet is linking them again. Because people were taking theories of who it was going to be. It was kind of very morbid.
Right.
And it was more of, like, political or, like, because it was the Pope and the Queen. So people were going on that realm. Crazy.
I tell you what, when I hear this, I think to myself, like, I love the name Isabel, and I love the, I love calling her Izzy. Or like Max and Noah, like strong names, nice names, good names. Like, you're glad you named the kids that, and they, But I'm like, man, if I really would have thought about it, could I come up with a nice Aquaman? Could I came up with a nice Malibu Barbie? Not those
if
specific names.
If you're asking the question, you could like, you? Yes, you could. You would definitely
like
come
Slim
up
with, Richards?
Yeah, Slim, I feel like you would do that.
I mean, if I
Don't you think, just like, I mean, I get it. Max, Noah, Izzy, I mean, those are nice names. Jen, fine name. Just if I really would have thought about it.
Would you have gone Malibu Barbie Richards?
More unusual name. Like, I really could have brought it.
I'm scared of what you would have come up with.
That's fair, Stevie.
Really could have brought it.
Is fair.
I don't think your wife would have let you.
Yeah, that is a collaborative effort.
Yeah, you definitely both have to participate. Here,
I got some names for you. So, what about Slim? What about Malibu Barbie? What about, you're right.
Just Malibu.
Malibu.
Cute.
Yeah.
Malibu's cute. The Barbie adds definitely.
Was Barbie the middle name?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, it's Malibu. All right. Yeah. All right.
And what if people call her Boo? Like, hey, Boo. Like, you know, that's their nickname. Mm. I feel like
they probably do.
Like, clearly that's happening, right?
Mm-hmm. And then daughter Elvis, I don't know.
If you're a kindergartner, that Aquaman name is aggressive. It's a lot of words. With the middle names and everything, that's a lot.
The kids are gonna be so confused. They're going to think you just made that name up. Like, you're calling yourself Aquaman.
Are they going to think he's a superhero kid?
Great
or are
swimmer.
They gonna, right. Rich, yeah, yeah, right.
There's a lot of pressure on Aquaman.
A lot of pressure.
Thank you, Stevie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Heat coming back today. Lots of sunshine and a high of 90 degrees. I've been looking forward to this all morning long. Bony Rooster. Before we get to the owner of the Bony Rooster, we really have to talk about this. If you missed yesterday's Jen and Tim Show, which you can always listen to, go back and listen to the podcasts.
We were talking about how Halloween is in stores everywhere. I mentioned that every year I get suckered in. I want to buy Skelly at Home Depot. It's that giant yard skeleton that's like 12 feet tall. That evolved into the skeletal chicken I drive past every day. I drive past this all the time. And we were talking about how it's there year round. It's on Stearns Road between 480 and Lorraine Road in North Olmsted.
I had asked if this was a Halloween decoration because I thought that's what it was. And it's up year round, so it is more than a Halloween decoration. It's really not, right?
I mean, no, it's really not. Okay. And I've noticed, you know, they'll do different decorations on it. It's out there all the time, and it's so noticeable because I have never in my life until this home seen a skeleton version of a chicken or it's a rooster, I believe.
Like, it's a bony rooster.
It's a, you're calling it that. Right. Like a skeletal chicken, I think is what I've called it. But it's like a Halloween and it's big. It's like, it's
in the front yard. I mean, for those of us that never drive, I mean, that's one little area of town. We have no idea what this thing looks like. We do have a picture posted on the Jen and Tim Show on the socials. We need to share that to Star 102. It's in the front yard. It is facing the street and there it is in all of its glory.
Right.
6 foot tall.
Yes. Like as tall as that, taller than us. Right. And it's awesome. It's a great piece of decor. Like very noticeable decor.
We have the owner of that decor that's going to join us in just a couple of minutes. We have some questions about this decor, the Bony Rooster.
Well, yeah, because it's there year round. How did they get it? Where did they get it? And there were by the way, when we talked about this yesterday, many people sending us DMs on our social media platform saying they know the rooster. They've seen the rooster. They pass it all the time. Many people saying, oh, I'm going to go drive by now because you're talking about this and I'm in that area.
So, it's where again for those people that
it's
don't
between,
know?
It's between Lorraine Road and 480 on Stearns in North Olmsted.
The owner of the Boney Rooster. And also a Jen and Tim Show exclusive during this interview with the gentleman that owns the Boney Rooster. You do not want to miss this. Who else is talking Boney Roosters? Nobody! Jonathan, the owner of what I keep calling the Boney Rooster, joining the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So, Jonathan, this all started where? You bought it at which store, and who was the first person that spotted this?
We found it at Tractor Supply. My wife found it on one of those TikTok videos, and she got obsessed with it, so I had to go find one.
I love that, and you have it up year-round.
Yeah, that was the deal. I had to leave it up year-round because it was just easier.
Remind me, do you dress up the rooster, too?
For Christmas this year, we did. I outlined him in Christmas lights. I didn't do anything for 4th of July, and then we're going to be... Soon here, I'm going to be drilling the eyes out and putting LED red lights in it so his eyes light up.
Oh, yes!
I'm telling you.
Hearing that first on the Jen and Tim Show, that is an exclusive.
This is a rooster to be seen. Now, remind us where your house is, just so if anybody wants to drive by. And I got to tell you, Jonathan, I had people messaging us because I was talking about how I pass it all the time, saying I'm going to exit at Stearns Road today just to see the skeletal chicken.
Yeah, it's right on Stearns Road in North Olmsted. It's about 8 houses down from Lorraine Road south.
Yeah, right in between where the Lorraine and the entrance ramp to 480. Right. It's perfect.
Well, it's fun to talk to you. It's people like you that make these communities fun, right? Where people are driving past, like, who in the world lives there that has this, you know, this rooster? And, you know, obviously there's a reason behind it, and your wife loved it, and TikTok, and now you're having fun with it. It was just cool that somebody happened to be listening to the show and told you about it. Now we got to talk to you. I think that's really, really, that's, you know, fun about being a local show, you know?
You're right. Well, I'm glad it makes people laugh and gives people entertainment.
Well, good to talk to you. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
No problem. Love the show. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, Jonathan. By the way, there has been an update to the Boney Rooster. That is next on Star 102. Boney Rooster update, Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. But first, I just want to make sure this didn't get glossed over. What's going to be an update? I don't know if it's in the weeks, in the months, or the years, or what's going to happen. It's going to be probably sooner than later, but this is going to happen to the Boney Rooster.
Soon here, I'm going to be drilling the eyes out and putting LED red lights in it so his eyes light.
LED red lights in the Boney Rooster.
He's already kind of scary. This is next level. I mean, and hopefully that's just in time for Halloween. Got to get moving. Everyone's decorating for Halloween. That's going to be awesome.
There's now a sign next to the Boney Rooster.
It's so awesome. They sent us the sign, the owners of the home, that says, made famous by Star 102. And there's little hearts all over the sign. And it says, thank you, the Jen and Tim Show, Bluey. That must be his nickname, Bluey, the owner of the house.
Well, and this is one part we didn't get to because he DM'd us later. He sent us that picture. It was like 5 o'clock yesterday. And we posted that. We got the permission to post that. And he said, by the way, one thing that I didn't mention is that the name of the Boney Rooster is Bluey.
Oh, the rooster's name is Bluey.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that. Okay, so, got it. Yes,
well,
yes.
I just happened to see
right.
it.
Okay, got
so
it.
So he just wanted to make sure. So there
that
you go.
We knew that.
Bluey, the Boney Rooster.
There's a sign.
There's a sign.
I love it.
Honk if you see it. Every time you go past.
I don't think they'll like
okay,
that.
Okay, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Just
but
give me
do
one
look
honk.
At the photo. Yeah, do look at the photo.
Just like one.
No.
One for me.
What if they get annoyed and then
right
they're
now,
mad
just,
at
just
us?
Just one honk.
Don't do that.
Just one. If there's like a couple
a
people
tiny.
In the car, I don't want you to do it if you're driving. Take just a quick video of somebody honking past the the Boney Rooster. Just one for me.
I feel like you can't
just
ask
one.
People to do that.
Just one. Maybe it's later today.
Beeping at their house.
Just one. I just want one. I just everybody do it just one time.
Yeah, but how's the one person going to know if other people did it or not? And then there's going to be a lot of people beeping at them.
I need a red eye LED, and I also need it to go like a motion sensor for the Boney Rooster.
That's awful. I feel like that's not the sound of a rooster.
I don't have a rooster noise.
Isn't that the one we use for the peacock?
It is. It's supposed to be a peacock. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Talking about the Boney Rooster. We're getting some comments coming in. The Boney Rooster has been posted, Jen and Tim Show, specifically on Facebook, also on Instagram, sharing it over to Star 102 on the socials. If you are, and I would imagine you're on social media somewhere, give us a follow, give us a like. You can always interact there. Sometimes it's even easier, clearly, than giving us a call. Top fan Pam Banshee. Way scarier than I thought it would be.
A couple comments saying that, that they find it very scary. He is. And if you look at this photo, and I feel like I see him from the side, because when you're driving by, you know, you see the side profile. It's that, and you're going a little bit faster on that road. So I'm never looking at it directly at the front. He is. The way his head is tilted, it's like he's looking right into your soul.
Lisa loves this. She commented, just said just now, that is unbelievably awesome. I think 6 foot tall. It's got to be 6 foot.
It's so cool. My husband, Nate, is following this, and he just said he's going to go drive by because he wants to see the new sign that says Jen and Tim in Star 102.
It's amazing.
We don't live far from this. I pass it all the time. I can't believe that after bringing it up yesterday, we have now, I feel like we're friends with the homeowners.
I just want to give a shout out to Linda. Linda Simmons is her name. She DM'd us and said it belongs to her niece and her husband. She's listening in Rhode Island. She's listening through
That's
her app.
And so just said, cool, Linda.
She was DMing us like, hey, when can I listen to it? And we let her know it'd be around 7:10 this morning. We kind of get started on that. So, oh yeah. And Kelly says that Boney Rooster sounds like a good bar name. That's what I said earlier this morning.
You did. Tim said that earlier.
100% Boney Rooster. North Ridgeville. Let's roll.
Okay.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Odd bar names, odd restaurant names, similar to, I don't know, Boney Rooster, that we can read on the air.
Yeah, there are some.
I can't. Some of the.
There is
calls or DMs. I can't read them. I have to be able to read them on the air.
There's a Sleepy Rooster in Chagrin Falls, or like South Russell area.
Really?
On the east side. Yes, I pass it often when I head to my brother's house. Way out there on the east side. You know what? I've never been in there. My brother says it's a lovely breakfast spot, and it looks fancy based on photos of the interior.
It's in Chagrin.
Well, yeah, anything there is.
Even the Yours Truly is like a double decker down there.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I haven't been in that one.
Yeah. You go into that. It's like upstairs, downstairs, Yours Truly.
That does not surprise me.
Of course.
Everything is fancier over there. That's for sure. Amber said in Florida, there's
Wait, can we read this?
Yeah.
Is it readable? All right.
I think so. Ugly Grouper.
Okay.
Ugly Grouper. We can read that one, Amber. Yeah, that's a good one. I feel like vacation spots, like she's saying in Florida, that's where you're going to find crazy restaurant names, right?
I think so. Yeah. What's another one? Star 102, good morning.
Cape Hatteras, the Noisy Oyster.
I feel like all these places are home runs. They're well established, probably have good specials, good food specials. I like the names of these places.
Noisy Oyster has oysters that are just fabulous, deep fried oysters that are just, you even think about eating an oyster, those are the ones to try.
What's the proper way to eat an oyster?
If you're eating cooked oysters, you eat them as you eat anything.
Okay.
They do have oyster forks, but you can also take the oyster if they're raw and just slide them off the oyster into your mouth.
Yeah, somebody said I have to add hot sauce. There was another one that I don't know if there was butter or there was something else that I had to do. It seemed like there were several different ways to eat a raw oyster, and I think I just knocked it back. I don't know. I don't think that was the right way to do it.
The way is with the oyster fork.
Oyster fork,
the improper way is knocking it back.
I knew I was not. I did not know what I was doing, and it wasn't my favorite. I love seafood. It wasn't my particular favorite. I don't think I did it right.
They're a little slimy.
But mussels are slimy, and I like those.
Yeah, fair.
Try oysters wrapped in bacon. They're called angels on horseback.
I think anything wrapped in bacon would work.
Another great name for a bar.
Angels on horseback.
A restaurant.
One more bar / restaurant name. That I completely forgot about this place, and what's sad is I Googled it, and it is permanently closed. But it used to be at Portage Lakes, Hook, Line, and Drinkers.
I remember that place.
That's a great name. My husband Nate reminded me of that. Yeah, Hook, Line, and Drinkers.
How long was that? How long ago was that?
And is there something else in that spot now? I'm not sure.
I haven't been to Portage Lakes in a long time. I'm from Firestone Park originally. I have not been to the lakes for... I know, like, the upper deck is still there in the same place. What else was there? What else is there? Dano's, like the original one. They had a fire, but there's a new one. I say new one. It's probably 10 years old. I have no idea. I have not been down there. Spot back in the day was Pelican Cove. If you know, you know.
That was spot.
I don't remember that one.
No, because it was a bajillion years ago.
What was the main one that they renovated? You could like eat up in the lighthouse area, like the Harbor Inn. Was it Harbor Inn?
Harbor.
Yeah.
I need to text my cousin Bridget. She lives down there. She would know. I need to roll down.
I need to know. I need to go down there. I need to pick up my parents and roll down to Portage Lakes.
That was a good time. When I met my husband, his mom lived there.
No. That closed? That's closed, right?
I think that's a long time ago. Didn't they like tear it down and renovate it or something?
You're right. That's a long time ago. I remember that.
Yeah. So, but anyway, Hook, Line, and Drinkers. Great name of a spot.
Where exactly was that at? I remember that name. I don't know. It's a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.